The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Clopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that, while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us, while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage is ripe for our own meditation and prayerful reflection, and also for a lot of theologizing. But I just want to make perhaps one quick swipe at it here, is that we see certainly, and in the Easter Vigil especially, this kind of build-up of time, the build-up of the story of Israel, this crescendo ever-building to Jesus. He is, in fact, the long-awaited-for Messiah. He is the one through whom God redeems Israel. He is the culmination of the story. And yet we see here in this passage that the story is meant to go on further, and that if it reaches its climax in Jesus, it maintains that climax in and through his church. When is this passage, when does this story take place? The first day of the week, Sunday. What is this scene at the end? The Eucharist. This is how Jesus enlivens his body today. We, my friends, have to be caught up in the mission of Jesus Christ to redeem the world. We have to be. That's what our purpose in life is. Everything that we have and everything that we are needs to be oriented to this purpose. If it's not, as my new favorite confessor likes to tell me, you're wasting time. You're just wasting time. Right? So this is it. The great commission of God to buy back his people, to redeem all of creation, right? To bring his forgiveness, to bring his merciful justice to bear in the world, to find ourselves, first of all, liberated by that merciful justice. What would it have been like to have seen, to have recognized Jesus in our midst in the breaking of the bread? And how they would have, how these disciples would have been encouraged by their recognition of Jesus to run back to Jerusalem, to be with the 12, to launch this earth-changing mission. The same with us, my friends, as Jesus makes himself known to us in the Eucharist day after day, how we are encouraged, how we are set free by receiving his life and his love in the Eucharist, to go out and again, day after day, continue in the mission that he launched once and off in his cross, but that he wants to bring completion to completion in the redemption of his entire creation.